The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
Well, sticking with retail, you may be thinking, when am I ever going to get out again? Should I bother with a new suit, a Santa jumper, or a red dress for Christmas? Will we see any glitz and glamour this year? Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
I was just at home eating chocolate and ice cream in my pyjamas, really, or at least, maybe not my pyjamas, but certainly in my tracksuit bottoms and top.
Oh, this whole lockdown thing is so glamorous. Sitting in the tracksuit with a box of chocolate perched on your belly, watching the telly. Are we seeing the end of going out clothes? I mean, we were constantly being told in March to have a routine. Get up and get dressed.
Yeah, I mean, that nugget went over my head initially. In lockdown one, I was just like, elasticated waistbands, here we come.
That's comedian, actor and writer Sharon Mannion.
I tweeted recently about being in Tesco and, you know, I took a snap of all their sequined dresses and tops just because I thought it was hilarious. And people really seemed to agree because people were sharing it like mad. So I don't know if there's much of a market for the proper Christmas party attire. Are people going to wear those dresses for a Zoom call? I don't think so. Is that a bad thing? I don't think so.
With the likes of live entertainment and work parties off the cards, some publications have been predicting the death of the high heel. Fashion editor Freya Drohan from Dublin but based in New York says not so.
There's definitely less places to go. But what is interesting is brands are still selling a lot of heels, particularly. That's because a high heel is always something that's quite an emotional purchase. It's something that brings people a lot of joy. And if they're not necessarily able to spend this year on things like travel or perhaps moving apartments or something that they've been striving for, it is one kind of way to reward yourself to buy something like that, that you can have forever. It will always fit you no matter what else happens. So it's interesting that they're still being bought. In a lot of brands, they're seeing huge surges of interest in things that wouldn't necessarily have been big sellers, like shoes in really fun colors or with patterns or designs, as opposed to maybe a work shoe or something that's a little bit more muted.
What are you looking at?
Clothes are really intrinsically bound up with how we feel about ourselves.
Former editor of Vogue, Alexandra Shulman. Her new book is called Clothes and Other Things That Matter. Wonder if Damien English has read it.
I mean, I'm a great high heel person, and I think I wore my first pair of high heels 2 weeks ago. I went out to lunch and I kind of put on, you know, the shoes that I would always have been wearing. And it was kind of great. I really liked the feeling of having made an effort, but I did appreciate I looked like a complete freak outside my front door because nobody else was dressed like that. Everybody's in trainers and tracksuit trousers. And I was kind of mincing along in my white high heels and a red skirt and everything. It was kind of funny. Strike the pose.
My name is Sean Tracy. I am the owner of Hunter Tracy Tailors. A lot of my business would be wedding suits. So guys are still obviously going to dress up for their wedding day, you would hope. Hopefully they'll pull off the pajamas and put on a suit for that. But what I've noticed is a lot of my kind of current customers and new customers over lockdown, you know, they've kind of been saving up a bit of extra cash if they're fortunate enough to still be working. Nearly looking forward to an occasion to actually put on the suit again. And just to dress up a little bit. The first lockdown, I made a point of kind of myself and my wife would like dress up once a week just to have something to actually do, like, and we'd make dinner and all the rest of it. Now, I'll be honest, that got pretty tiring pretty quickly. So I'm very much in the jeans and a t-shirt.
Don't despair if, like me and Sean, you two are dressing down. We're not the only ones. Here's Alexandra Shulman again.
I mean, I'm trying to decide today whether to buy what they're calling a duvet coat, which is like, you know, a kind of one of those padded coats, but down inside and quite long. Because I'm thinking, well, if I'm going to be sitting outside meeting people and having coffees outside the whole time, maybe walking around in a kind of padded duvet is kind of quite nice. I'm not sure.
That's not something I thought I was going to hear from the ex-editor of Vogue.
Yeah, I know, and it may never happen.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.